The first subject is unlikely letters to TV channels.
Dear Babe Station, when are you actually going to show the film Babe? Dear CBeebies, I have three BBs, and my BBs love to watch CBeebies from their DD.
Things you wouldn't hear in a blockbuster movie.
We have to save the president, or depending on how the election goes, we have to save everybody from the president. I will kill Bill, or depending on what it goes by, Killiam William. Stands for xylophone, and the xylophone men don't take shit from nobody.
Rejected exam questions.
Which of the following is a quote by Winston Churchill? A, we will fight them on the beaches. B, goddamn, I love these peaches. C... If the borrowers never returned anything they borrowed, why were they called the borrowers and not the thieving little bastards? Which of the following is a quote by Winston Churchill? A, we will fight them on the beaches. B, goddamn, I love these peaches. So I can't do that. It makes me laugh too much. I love, goddamn, I love these peaches so much. Which of the following is a famous fucking...
OK, the next topic is... Things you wouldn't hear on a train.
Now an announcement for the people who insist on sitting the way the train is moving, because sitting backwards feels weird. You're weird. Oh my God! Oh, my God! Bah, I'm scared of tunnels. I'm so scared of tunnels.
Things you'd never read in the Bible.
And it had all been a dream. Jesus handed out cans of Dr. Pepper and said, drink this in remembrance of me. That's right, my full name is Dr. Jesus Pepper. And most importantly of all, thou shalt not board the train until other people have alighted the train. The animals came in two by two, for 'twas Orange Wednesday.
OK, the next topic is... Lines you wouldn't hear in a James Bond film.
We've invented you a new phone, Bond. It's exactly the same as the old phone, but you need to buy a new charger. So another gadget, Bond. This is a way of distracting your opponents. Some light-up trainers for no reason. Whoa, I've got a girlfriend. No, thank you.
Things you wouldn't hear on Crime Watch.
If you have any information about this crime or any other crime, then keep your mouth shut. Stitches get stitches. And now, as a bit of fun, we go to the blooper reel. Give me all your honey. I mean, money.
According to police, there were wet footprints leading across the bedroom carpet. Because one of us doesn't know what a bath mat is.
The murderer said she did it because he made so many jokes about me on Mock the Week I couldn't hack it anymore.
Unlikely lines from a fantasy film.
Hufflepuff? Oh, great, I'm getting bullied. Tis I, Merlin, Grand Wizard, and supplier of Premier League sticker albums. Suzanne, a shiny!
Oh, no! I've been bitten by some radioactive corduroy. That means I'm going to become James Acaster Man.
We actually find the term unicorn quite offensive. We prefer skinny rhinoceri. Do not go in there. It's an absolute bloodbath. It's literally a lion in a wardrobe. I cannot emphasize that enough. I killed the witch. Oh, my God!
The
first of it is going out. Rob.
I like going out and getting drunk. It's fun, isn't it?
And food and drink.
I'm not like Rob. I don't like going out getting drunk. I like staying in. I drink on my own. Way cooler, man. I lock the door, I get myself a glass of punch. Is that weird? I drink punch on my own. Is that strange? I drink it from a big punch bowl with a ladle in it in the corner of my bedroom. Is that weird? I don't know what other people do. People are always worried about punch getting spiked. Solo punch, problem solved. Not to spike myself, unless it's Fun Time Thursdays. Tried going out with some mates recently, we hit the town. I'm a prankster when I'm out with my friends. One of them left me alone with his pipe while he went to the toilet. Big mistake. It's a classic prank, always do this if someone leaves me alone with their pipe. I went round the bar using his pipe to propose toasts with. Deliberately proposing toasts to things I knew he disagreed with. He comes back as a sip. What you done with that? I'm like, ha. You just drank to the service charge being included in the bill. You just drank to those bedside lamps that don't have the switch on the cord like is convenient, but have it on the neck of the lamp under the bulb. It's like a bolt you have to somehow slide across, and you can't even reach it like that. You get your whole hand up inside the lampshade, and it hurts. It's really awkward. You can't even see it. You've got to look at the top of the lampshade to see what you're doing, and then you turn it on and it blinds you. You just drank to those lamps. You love those lamps.
Thank you very much. The topic is moving house.
I moved house recently. Luckily, that's good, isn't it? It's fortunate. Touch and go for a second there, and that came up, and I was like, ka-ching! Jackpot! I did move house recently. It's had too drafty for my liking, my new house. Had to order a draft excluder. By post. The best way to buy a draft excluder is by post, because when they deliver it, they post it through the door, it drops through the letterbox onto the floor. Already it's paying for its own postage. Moved to West London. I used to live in South West London. Different times. I was a different person. Used to be in a gang. Big time in a gang. SW6 gang. It's our name. It's the area of London we're from. It's our name. And it's what we'd shout at other gangs we didn't like much. Like, if I saw the SW5 gang, for example, we'd shout at them, SW6! That's clever. I remember once, back in the day, we're out and about, SW6 crew, taking no shit. Looked across the road, we saw them, SW5 gang. And as soon as I saw them, I was cross. Shouted at him, SW6! As per. They shouted back at us, SW5! Which we expected, but it still made us angry. SW6 back at them, SW5 back at us, back and forth, for ages. Until eventually, I got so overstimulated that I shouted out my entire postcode. In full. And that is why I had to move house.
Well done. Points there for James Acaster. And the topic is cinema. Where you go?
Speaking of the cinema, Sarah Pascoe's an idiot. Love going to the cinema. My favourite film I ever saw at the cinema was the Eddie Redmayne classic The Theory of Everything. Loved it. It should have been called Look Who's Hawking. That's my only criticism. No, but it's perfect. Worst part of going to the cinema is other people. Easily. Sitting there, King of the Jerks is behind me. This really angry man. Had a go at me at one point because I was snacking. Get over yourself, Granddad. I'll do what I like. In his defence, I was eating a big bag of fortune cookies. Cracking them open, reading them out loud. It was disruptive. end of this film, man behind me goes, ugh, that's 2 hours of my life I'm not getting back. I thought, oh, got some bad news for this guy. Every hour of your life... Now you're never getting back. They're gone forever. Time is not refundable. Death is the end. And I know that because 5 minutes earlier, I'd read it in a fortune cookie.
Thank you very much, James A. Carter, James Lannan, the fortune cookie, John Robbins.
So what's going on here?
Is he doing an erotic drawing? And you can't see, but he's looking at Tom Watson, who's posing nude on a bunk bed.
Is he painting Tom Watson like one of his French girls?
It's exactly like one of his French girls. That's a lovely Titanic reference.
Thank you very much.
I think at the minute, the whole thing's even more confusing than it has been. That's why all this is going... The whole in-and-out thing, I think everyone's finding it difficult.
Yep.
In-and-out is a very hard decision. It's like the other day, my flatmate was making me a peppermint tea, and he said, would you like the bag leaving in? Or taking out? And it's very hard, because... If you leave the bag in, then over time, the cup of tea itself as a whole will get stronger. And it might appear like the bag is getting weaker, but it's now part of a stronger cup of tea. Whereas, if you take the bag out, the tea is now quite weak, and the bag itself goes directly in the bin. For me, the confusion with the celebrities is that I saw that Katie Hopkins was, and this will surprise you, she wants to leave. She wants to leave the EU, Katie Hopkins. So I was like, great, that's my mind made up, I'm definitely staying. And then I found out Clarkson is voting for Remain. And I, personally, for me, Hopkins, Clarkson is a harder decision than in or out.
Big thanks, by the way, to everyone watching the show last week who spotted a fly land on my head in the middle of the show, which a lot of people...
Wow. Fly. I like to think that if you zoom in on the fly, it's also going... Like you're both laughing at the same time. There's a little fly there.
And if you zoom in really, really close, there's a little bacteria on top of the fly going...
There's a happy chain.
The answer is 24. What is the question?
How many dance troops was I kicked out of for being too edgy? Is it when an English person and a European person share an advent calendar, how many chocolates does the English person think they deserve?
The question I was looking for is how many countries are competing in the UEFA European Championships in France this summer?
I hope Leicester win.
Who celebrated their 90th birthday last weekend?
It was Bruce Forsyth's daughter.
He is old.
I'm not that against, like, the Queen and the Royal Family, but I'm against people that love the Queen and the Royal Family.
Yeah. Well, you've got to understand, these people have a very dear relationship with the Queen, and it's very personal to them, so they line the streets and she waves at them.
Yeah.
To celebrate all the times in the past where they've lined the streets and she's waved at
them. What's going on here?
Is he saying to Boris, look over there, and then when he turns around, he stabs him in the back? Is Gove saying, don't even go there, girlfriend?
20 years from now, you'll be sitting right where I am thinking, you were gonna breeze through this program and go on to something better, but eventually, no!
I've just got a flash forward of what Ed'll look like in 25 years.
And you know what, Ed? You'll still be on Mot the Week.
In other news, but not entirely unrelated, what is Jeremy Corbyn refusing to do?
Leave.
Yes.
That's the main news this week is that the guy who ran the Remain campaign is remaining. The people who ran the Leave campaign have left.
The answer is one. What is the question?
How many of the three wise men got invited back to Jesus' second birthday party?
What did the other two do wrong?
Who wants frankincense and myrrh?
Nobody wants
is it? Yeah. How many times have I dropped a bath bomb in a lemonade?
It was that good, was
put
it?
Put it this way, mate, you don't do it twice.
Who lost 5-2 but are still considered to be the winners?
Oh, Iceland.
Iceland.
Amazing.
It was phenomenal. Apparently, according to reports, 99.8% of the country were watching.
Yeah, it was 99.8% were watching. I think the rest of the country were playing.
What's going on here?
That is Nigel Farage attempting to get out of a car via the window. Still the most sensible exit he's ever negotiated. Yeah. What's very creepy about this is that if you look in the reflection of the car, you can see there's a bald man. And then if you look in the front of the car, he's there as well.
What's going on here?
Is this a still from the UKIP version of Titanic? In it, Farage's character suggests that they deliberately steer towards the iceberg and crash into it, and then when it sinks in, still maintains it was a good idea.
Yes, this is a picture of new UKIP leader Diane James being embraced by former leader Nigel Farage after she was elected at their party conference in Bournemouth.
That's what we think. That's what we assume. This could have been as good as it was. That could have been an hour-long struggle.
What makes me laugh is they've sort of, he said, like, now he's not the leader of UKIP, he can really speak his mind. Yeah. But I don't know what he was doing before.
Do you think before he was coming off of stage and going, I'm a bloody sellout, I'm a sellout? You're just telling them what they want to hear, Nigel.
UKIP. It very clearly reads as pookie, 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 pookie. What does pookie mean in Malaysian?
It's a word for a female set of genitalia.
Do you know what the other Malay word for vagina is?
It's Farage, isn't it?
Farage.
I think, serious suggestion here.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, by the way. I realise I haven't said hello to you today.
Hello, James. Good to see you.
Hello. Good to see you all. My main point...
I would like to compliment you and manage to find a jumper. This is the exact same colour as your hair.
Thank you.
It's very good.
And my shirt.
And your shirt.
I'm working on my skin. I'm hoping this suit I can just be completely in mustard and then hide in Coleman's.
To seem, you know, churlish, but can we return to the topic at hand?
Absolutely.
Can you remember what the topic was? He really hasn't retired, has he? So he's been to America, hasn't he?
He's appeared with
and in America, he's known as Mr. Brexit.
In Malaysia, Mr. Brexit means vagina, did you know that?
What new challenge is Theresa May facing?
Oh, there's a group. A group has been set up.
Yes.
I believe they're called Leave Means Leave.
Yes, they are.
And they're saying, we want Brexit now, hard Brexit.
This whole thing feels like a really horrible game of would you rather, but they're both things you don't want. Like, would you rather have massive hands, but they're not attached to your body, or tiny hands, but they're strangling you?
I would rather have big hands, but they're not attached to my body.
Fair enough. That's so, ladies and gentlemen. Good.
Momentum for men.
Do that face again.
I am going to spend most of the next week replaying the inevitable gif that is going to come out of that.
The answer is 18 billion. What is the question?
How many fridge magnets can you put on a fridge before it topples over?
The question I'm looking for is, how much is a newly approved nuclear power station at Hinkley Point in Somerset expected to cost?
This is terrible.
I can't wait. I love it.
What?
I love it.
Why?
I love nuclear power. I can't wait to be an X-Men.
He'll be Colonel Mustard.
I hope I'll get the power to make prank phone calls with my mind.
In your X-Men, you can choose what you want to be, can you?
Yes.
Can I be White Kanye?
What do French scientists claim to produce this week?
Sperm!
Sperm! Oh.
They said that they've tried to make sperm in the past, and they thought that it was sperm, and then it wasn't sperm. I think it's the only time anyone's ever been disappointed to discover something isn't sperm.
Maybe this isn't sperm? Yeah. You promised me sperm!
Just toothpaste.
Bring your partner to work day, and Sarah's brought John. It's something of a historical thing for the show we've never had.
Just now.
Genuinely a couple, and that's a tension which is best out there, I think.
Yes.
At this stage.
How long have you been together?
3.5 years.
This is hands down the most brutal way I've ever been dumped ever, Sarah.
Okay, the picture.
I don't wish to state the obvious, but it is Postman Pat and Mrs. Goggins getting ready to fuck shit up.
Have we all been watching the Tory conference this week?
Non-stop.
No.
But we know, I think, because there's that hard Brexit, soft Brexit debate, it's not fair. When we were told to vote, it was two options.
Yeah.
They should have given us a bunch of them, of do you want hard Brexit or soft Brexit or chewy Brexit? Lovely chewy one.
Yeah. A dry, chalky Brexit.
Yeah. A brittle, melt-in-the-mouth Brexit.
Yeah. Brexit with pulled pork. What brilliant post-Brexit opportunity has the Department for International Trade promoted this week?
Oh, this is the jam.
It is the jam.
Hey, hands up, who likes jam on the...
Yeah. I'm a big fan of jam.
Do you not like jam?
Oh, no.
Oh, hello. Okay. Oh, there's a discovery. Okay.
What did you say he would do to restaurants that serve puddings that were in a...
Is he going to prosecute them or something?
No, he's going to name and shame them.
Oh, really?
I'm so cross about all this.
Are you?
I love puddings.
He loves puddings. I'm going.
Ed knows this. I love puddings so much. I once sat in Ed's house and ate a full tub of Ben & Jerry's while looking at the Ben & Jerry's websites to see what flavours of Ben & Jerry's they have in America that we don't get over here.
What flavours do they have?
The most amazing flavours you can ever imagine.
Because in American convenience stores, they have giant fridges full of these.
Yeah. Right?
I didn't invite James that night, and I was trying to have a very romantic meal with my girlfriend.
Every now and again, just me shouting out, one's called the Tonight Dough!
Cherry, cherry, chocolate, cherry, cherry. The answer is 3%. What is the question?
Is it, my milkshake brings what percentage of boys to the yard? Is it, what are the chances?
It could be like, what are the chances of John proposing live on air? How much are we?
Which
is spider hands.
Please tell me that when you propose, as you ever do, you will do spider hands first.
Every day I propose to someone random. I'll come up to go. What? No, okay, go.
The question I was actually looking for was, in recent polls, how far ahead is Hillary Clinton in the US presidential election? This is the end of the election.
I've made my mind up now. I'm voting for Trump.
Yeah?
I'm voting for him. It's going to be a full-on protest vote, and he will never win. He'll be fine. And if he wins, then I'll just Google the consequences later.
Which ambitious space experiment has come to an end?
This is Rosetta, isn't it?
Yes to Rosetta, no to the Moon Man. Which
it was a stab in the dark, I admit.
It's the Rosetta mission, Dara.
It is the Rosetta mission, yes.
And the Rosetta mission took 12 years and 6 months. It cost $1.9 billion.
None of it's real, though. It's just sci-fi, isn't it? I don't know why we're talking about this, Dara. It's like Battlestar Galactica. And we're all indulging you, but it's not real, mate.
Is none of it real?
On the next episode, they send Henry Hoover up to clean up the mess.
At the other end, the audience go to Rob, Sarah and Giles.